You're listening to.
You're listening to.
The Homo Homie Podcast.
Representing, educating, and unifying our queer comunidad.
Also, a gay craft course 101 for the hetero. I'm your host, Eric V.
And I'm your co-host, Jose Resendez.
A fun kickback podcast for all our homo homies and raza.
We invite you to download, stream, and share
to find out what's good in the hood. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Homo Homie Podcast. I'm your host, Eric V, and please welcome my co-host.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Jose Resendez.
Oh my God, you had some words in the beginning of that. You shocked me right there because you hardly ever do that.
It's not just another episode. This is our final episode of 2020.
Yeah, it's amazing how it just went by so fast.
It did not go by fast.
Well, to me, it did. It went by fast.
It went by really slow.
For you, it went slowly? I don't know. It went by fast for me. Well, before we get started into the whole 2020 outlook of how this year went, I want to talk about our website. I just got it rolling. I got it started. I'm really excited. And I want to let you guys know that now you can go to thehomohomiepodcast.com and check out what we have to offer. We have our homepage, who we are, the contact us, and support us. Those are the features that are on there. And the support us section, it's the donation section, and it's just to help support our cause and the podcast. And basically what it says right there on the page, your support will help us to continue providing a platform for our community, and your generous donations will fund our efforts to lift QTPOC voices.
Is this your way of collecting tips?
Basically,
OnlyFans and get some money.
Girl, I'm not going to do OnlyFans.
Remember we did OnlyFans for a little bit?
We'll
talk about that later. But yeah, go to the website, www.thehomohomiepodcast.com. Of course, that's the URL that we got. And Eric did a phenomenal job on putting it together. And I helped him edit it. And Roman's on there too, so you can get to learn about our co-producer. But yeah, click the link in our bio or the link here in the description where you're listening to this episode. And go support us if you can. You could drop us any amount via PayPal, via Cash App, or Venmo. Or if you see Eric walking down the street, just throw him a dollar.
They're probably going to throw like coins at me, girl. Yeah.
And of course, you got GoDaddy to host the website.
I
got
to get my sugar daddy somehow, girl.
Yeah. So it's the holiday season. Christmas just wrapped. You're probably listening to this episode in between Christmas and New Year's. So we wanted to do something special. But before we get started, what's your favorite Christmas movie, by the way?
My favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Really?
The love Home Alone.
That's my favorite Christmas movie.
No way.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, it reminds me of my dad because I remember watching it with him. And we don't have the best relationship. Mm-hmm. So we kind of like bonded over that movie when I was a kid. And I just love it. I just love the chaotic family. I love the snow, the pranks, the jokes. I like the different parts. And I like Macaulay Culkin. Is he gay, by the way?
I highly doubt it.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn he was like fruity tootie.
Maybe non-binary. We'll see. We have to do some research on that one.
Yeah, but a lot of people also like A Nightmare Before Christmas, Grinch.
Those are like the go-tos.
Yeah.
And then also like the Peanuts gang. Charlie Brown.
You've never seen
Charlie Brown and Snoopy. That's like the Christmas movies of all movies. You have to watch that.
Home Alone is the Christmas movie of all movies.
Not Home Alone, but per se, it's okay. It's part of that collection. Charlie Brown, you know, the Peanuts gang Christmas is the ultimate. Hello, Mariah Carey had it on her special. Okay. And then what else is another good movie? We also have that other one, the one where the little boy shoots the BB in the eye.
A Christmas Story. So I actually went to the city and the house where they filmed that movie.
No, you didn't. Really?
Yeah. I went last summer and it's a museum.
Shut up.
So they have the house and across the street is a gift shop and you can buy all the merch from the movie. And they have the little gun that you could buy. You can like sit by the Christmas tree all year round.
And do they have the little lamparita con the
pie? Yes. Yeah. Yes. The leg? They have that. Yes. They have that. You can go upstairs. You can visit the rooms. You know, they try to recreate the set, you know, like the Hollywood set because that's what the movie took place there. And they have the cars and the garages and everything. They're all like in glass, you know, so you can not touch it, but you can look at it and take photos. It's really cool.
Yeah. It's amazing what the holidays, you know, have in store for us, you know. Yeah. And we have all this nostalgia and it just brings us back with a lot of memories and feelings of family and friends.
What is a tradition that you guys did?
I basically have, we don't have one, but if I would have to put it, because I'm Mexican, we always do the Christmas Eve thing. We would split the holiday. So we would go on my mom's side of the family first to open presents early at like 10, 11 o'clock. And then after we were done opening the presents, we would like say, okay, thank you guys. Bye. All right, we're going to go. We have to go to the next house. So then we would go to my dad's side of the family and we would open presents there at 12 o'clock. And the reason we would have to rush over there is because one of our uncles would always dress up as Santa Claus. So they'd come out from the roof and like, not the chimney, but what do they call it? The attic. Mm-hmm. He'd come down from the attic with a big old bag and then he'd just give us like a whole bunch of candy and stuff.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
It was really, it's really, really cute. How about you? And do you have any family traditions?
I think a tradition that we have is because I always miss Thanksgiving because the holiday is too close to Christmas. So I don't fly back twice. My mom likes to recreate Thanksgiving dinner for me for Christmas. So she'll do like a turkey. She'll do the stuffing, pies, all that stuff so that I can have that, you know, Thanksgiving meal for mm-hmm. Christmas. This year, not traveling, not doing anything for, didn't do anything for Thanksgiving, didn't do anything for Christmas, and probably won't do anything for New Year's because of the pandemic. You know, I'm trying to like stay safe, not travel as much. And but speaking of New Year's, what are you doing for New Year's?
For New Year's, I was supposed to travel, actually, and I was supposed to go with Roxy, and she was supposed to take us to Florida. I wanted to go to Florida, but again, we're not traveling because of the whole COVID situation. It just came back full throttle.
So yeah, you shouldn't be traveling. So I'm glad you didn't go and I'm glad you didn't go to Florida.
Thanks. So what are you going to be doing for New Year's?
I think I'm just going to chill here. You know, I didn't do much for Thanksgiving or Christmas. So I want to pop, lock and drop it, but I have nowhere to do that.
Hey, you can do it anywhere, girl. Where you live right here, you can do it in the pool. Let me tell you.
That pool is freezing.
Maybe I should just go buy you one of those poles to install in your room.
Like Bretman Rock?
Yes. Can you imagine? You'll be pop locking and dropping it for sure, girl.
Maybe we'll get tips on the website.
Yes.
www.bahamahomiepodcast.com.
It'll be our OnlyFans page then. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and take a little break. And we're going to talk about the highs and lows of 2020 and the Homo Homie podcast. And then what's going to be in store for 2021. So,
yes. And we're also going to reflect a little bit about what happened around the world this year.
Yeah.
You know, from COVID to Black Lives Matter to just the election, everything that went down and how it shaped us.
All right, guys. We'll be right back right after this break. And we are back from the break. And so, you know, Jose, 2020 was literally one of the shittiest years that we've ever had.
Right.
I think in history. But we've managed to overcome it and get through it. And going on with this podcast, you know, we've had a lot of highs.
And lows.
Yeah, and lows. But let's just focus on the highs for right now. So,
yeah, this year was like our big comeback year.
Yeah. So if you guys like go back and listen, our quote unquote season two, it was our comeback, our start back season. And it's episode 22. So go back and check it out.
Yeah, that episode really goes into detail about how we almost lost our podcast because Club Cobra shut down. We don't know what's happening with Club Chico. They're doing the whole OnlyFans situation. We still love them. They're still part of our podcast family.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was scary because we almost lost the podcast. But we're here. We're back. And we had, so far, season two has been awesome.
And it's been amazing. And we've had a lot of guests come through, and surprisingly, through Zoom, thanks to technology. So all our interviews right now are through Zoom. And season two has actually brought us a lot of amazing guests. And we're really grateful for these guests, like Curly. He started off with the Latinx representation and an identity, and we learned a new word, chañar.
Yeah, that was our special episode for Latinx Heritage Month.
Yeah, and the next episode that we had was the 2020 election results, which was really crazy. Everybody was on their toes. It was a lot of anticipation. Biden won. And we had our two guests, which was Mario from Honor Pack and also Victor Aguilar, a city council member from San Leandro, California.
And then after that, we had
Samaya Reese, which yes. was, you know, about her being a boss and her This Fits Me tea.
We talked a lot about her VH1 Love and Hip Hop situation. And we also got to talk about her being in such a beautiful lesbian relationship with her partner and publicly on social media, too.
Yeah. And after her, we had Cam J.
Yes, my boy Cam J, also known as La Choncha.
La Choncha, hey.
And we talked about a lot about mental health because he told us a story about coming out and suicide.
Sexual abuse.
And he has such a beautiful story and launched a book on Amazon that we talk about as well in that episode.
And then right after Cam J, we also had kind of like a little crossover, but like for a Thanksgiving special, it was another podcast from Violent Men.
Yeah, it was great to have Kevin, Angel, and Anthony on the podcast so we can get their East Side perspective, you know, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed that. So it was two different perspectives.
Yeah, and there's any other podcasts out there listening that want to collaborate and do like a crossover episode where we interview each other and we use the audio for each other's podcast, we're super down.
And then another episode that we had was a really impactful one for me. It was my personal journey dealing with HIV. And we had the director, Miguel Bujanda from Reach LA, which he explained the breakdown of taking medications, being sexually aware and stuff like that. So
yeah, and that was in honor of World AIDS Day. After that, we also had, which is one of my favorite episodes, was gay Latinos reacting to the Selena Netflix series. Mm-hmm. We had Moises Zamora, the actual creator of the actual series. Creator, writer,
producer, director, yeah. Everything.
So it was great to have him, you know, as a queer Latino that is on top of his game right now and working with Netflix to bring Selena's story to life. It was such a beautiful thing. I love, you know, discussing the Quintanilla family. I can talk about that forever.
Who doesn't love Selena? Come on.
And so that's something that happened. We got our credentials, our press credentials through Netflix. So that's, you know, exciting.
And our just recently last episode that we did with our LGBTQ warriors with Victor Barreiro and Jose Rodriguez.
Yeah, they are both killing it in the Hollywood game. And they talked about show business. And that episode, we had our special co-host, Roman Navarrete, who is our co-producer, / publicist, / manager. So okay. Hit him up for any collabs also.
Right. So if you want to do business with us, let him know.
Speaking of business, we actually just signed with Gaber's agency.
Thanks to Roman.
Yeah, Roman is actually leading the Latin division over there. And we're happy to be part of a podcast network so we can hopefully reach new audiences and we can collaborate with brands that are doing something good for the community or want to reach our type of audience.
And it's great that we have made this accomplishment because it's another stepping stone to doing something and working with our community.
Through our relationships and networking, we also got to do some awesome collaborations.
Like with Wallace Memorias Drag Bootcamp.
We also cross-promoted the Hispanicize Summit. And then Tragos Cars actually reached out to us during Pride Month.
That was fun with Loco Ninja.
And don't remember, we did the OnlyFans episodes where we had Alexis and King Stefan, and we did those with Marty from Club Chico and Club Cobra. Those are fun. Those are rare. And then last but not least, our recent video went viral, or a little mini viral. We did that with Homo AF and promoting their gift wrapping paper that some of the proceeds actually goes to Tom of Finland. And I'm also very proud of all the publicity that we've been receiving, right? We were recently listed in GED Magazine, which stands for Gay Entertainment Directory. We were listed as one of their top 10 podcasts that you should love that are based out of Southern California. We also did a Q&A with Blade, the newspaper here in West Hollywood. I was also on Telemundo, which I mentioned earlier, Un Nuevo Día, with GLAAD for Spirit Day. And remember that cool thing that we did with the radio with Ish? That was for Hits 101. Yeah, that was during Pride Month. We also got mentioned in the LA Times. We also did that collaboration with Bilatin Men, which was really fun. Yeah, this summer I also got to speak with Somos Familia Valle as one of their guest speakers. And I talked about how I dealt with COVID-19.
And I also appeared on my homegirl, Sammy Joe, the Homegirl Fox podcast, just talking about me and my background and where I come from and our sexuality. So,
yeah. She's awesome, by the way. Check out her podcast.
Yeah, I love her.
I was also on Hard Talks with Chris, which is a podcast by Chris Diva. And we talked about more about my career in marketing. But then after that, he wanted to do like a special series on YouTube, which is something that I've never done before because it's like video, you know?
Oh, she's showing her face again.
Yeah, so we actually did a little small series where we reviewed every episode of this new show called Slag Wars.
Slag Wars?
Yeah, the Cock Destroyers.
Oh my God, I haven't even seen that.
Really? No. It's really funny. It's kind of like Drag Race where like you have a cast of people and then they compete every week to win, you know, go to the next round. They were looking for a slag, which is European slang for slut.
Oh, so this is in Europe. So like what, UK?
Yeah, but it's on YouTube and it's free and it's available worldwide. So check it out and check out Chris Diva's YouTube to see us review every episode.
Dang, man, we did a lot, huh? Yeah. It's amazing how we just do these things and we don't think about how much they accumulate.
Right. So sorry for everyone that's listening that's like, okay, guys, you guys did a shitload of shit.
Okay. I know. We recapped a whole bunch of stuff for you.
But what's coming up next year, though? That's what I'm excited for.
Yeah. But our plans for 2021. Woo, 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 woo. So I just want to do, we've done the collaborations. I want to do a lot more collaborations with a lot more people, a lot more podcasts, you know, because we're not just the only Latinx podcast, gay podcast, but, you know, we're one of those that are representing as much as possible. And diving in more about sex. I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about booty hole. I want to talk about pito. I want to talk about fingering. Everything.
Yeah, I want to talk about relationships too. And so I'm just going to put it out into the universe. Some potential guests that we would love to have. I know we're already talking to Johnny Sibley. Tony Directs, of course. Carmen Carrera, Isis King,
Lake Ashley.
Yeah. So all these people that you guys keep telling us that we should have on the podcast, trust us, we're talking to them. And sooner rather than later, we'll have them on and they'll be able to share their awesome stories.
And also continue to keep representing our voices within the community too. So we'll be bringing on guests from within the community. Makeup artists, doctors, nurses.
TikTokers.
You never know who might just drop in, okay?
Drag queens.
And so we're going to go ahead and just take another break. And when we do come back, we're going to be talking about the lows that occurred in 2020.
Yeah, that we turned into wins.
All right, guys, you're listening to the Homo Homie Podcast. And we're back from the break. And now we're going to be actually talking about the lows of 2020, and we're going to be looking at the brighter side of what that low was. Always looking for, what is it called? The silver lining of things.
Yeah, remember before it was 2020 and 2019, we were like, 2020 is going to be our year. The number is perfect. You know, 2020, the vision, like 2020 vision. Mm-hmm. I remember all the memes and stuff like that. But 2020 turned out to be a shitty year, like we said. And it did bring us a lot of lows.
It was shitty, but it wasn't shitty.
Why?
Like COVID. We both got it. We both got sick and we got over it though. I mean, that was a positive thing and we learned how to deal with it.
Yeah. But what I liked about COVID is that it actually got people like washing their hands or washing their ass, you know, like covering their mouth when they sneeze or cough or whatever. Like simple things that are part of our daily lives.
Hygiene conscious.
Yeah. All of a sudden it's like, you know, 20 seconds on how to wash your hands. And I'm like, really? We need that?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Well, we do because that's the only way you're going to kill germs.
Right. But we should have been doing that since day one. That's probably how we got germs.
Since we were born.
Yeah. But also, you know, so many frontline workers, nurses, doctors out there really were in the spotlight and got to, you know, got the recognition that they deserve. They're always there fighting for us and taking care of us when we get sick.
Yeah, putting their lives on the line. So this year, it was all about them. Thank you very much. And another subject that I want to bring up is the Black Lives Matter movement. That's another thing that came out of 2020 that was kind of like, how'd I put it?
It was so sad because so many lives were lost. We had already gone through like all these lives are being lost to COVID. Now we really have to put up with Black people, colored people being killed by our own police. Like, that's not cool. So, you know, I was super worried about the marches. I know you went to one.
Yeah.
I was super worried about the gatherings, you know, and spreading the COVID-19. But I was also super proud of how the community went out there and really represented how we feel.
It was just a great time to be united. And that whole march was actually supposed to be our Pride Festival, LA Pride Festival. But it actually turned into the All Black Lives Matter movement because it recognized our transgender siblings. And part of, you know, looking at it is like you thought that America was already over the whole, you know, color lines, when in actuality it wasn't. So our governmental administration brought out a lot of that negativity. And we actually saw it. And now we're coming to a resolution in solving on how to restructure our governmental system and how we do things.
Right. I guess towards the end of the year with election season, we kind of saw like a little bit of the light at the end of the tunnel type of situation, where we now have Biden and Kamala. That's going to lead us in 2021.
So to sum it all up, I mean, we saw a lot of change, and for the better. And I'm really looking forward to 2021. So what are you looking forward to, Jose, in the new year that's coming up?
Well, I'm hoping that we can continue with this energy.
Yeah.
The energy of being united, fighting for rights, whether it's LGBT or Black rights. I'm hoping that even after this whole Zoom life and virtual life, that we are connected with our families and friends again, so that we can hug them. You know, when people tell me that they're depressed, I always like have a hard time believing them, because I'm like, you know, you get diagnosed with depression or this and that. And this year has been hard for me because of me not being as close to my family. And so I know we all have like our chosen families. We all have friends. And I just can't wait to reunite with them.
Yeah. I mean, that's shit.
Trying not to cry.
I know. I was going to ask you, like, oh, don't cry.
Yeah. But hopefully, yeah, 2021 is like the year. And I know that's cheesy because we say that every year, but you never know.
Yeah. I can't wait till 2030 and see what happens again.
For your retirement.
You know what kind of actually sums up this whole year is that commercial that where 2020 meets the devil.
Or oh, Satan. The Match.com one.
Yeah, the Match.com one. That one is hilarious. It pretty much sums up everything that happened.
Yeah, I love that commercial. It was produced by Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Mm-hmm. And they used Taylor Swift's new music, which is really cool. And she also shaded Scooter Braun in the commercial, if you pay close attention to it.
No way. Yeah. Oh.
That commercial's hilarious. If you guys check it, Google it. What should they Google? Match.com devil commercial.
Yes, do that. And so what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask this. I'm going to be so cliche and say like, lose weight and find a man. But literally, that's probably my resolution.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I think, you know, every year I'm like, I'm ready for a partner.
How long have you been single for?
Nanya.
A bitch? Come on.
I've been single for some time. It's been 84 years.
Okay. Titanic. For Titanic, yeah.
No, but yeah, it's been a minute, so I'm ready. And this year was really hard with like a whole dating thing. Like people weren't really meeting up and dating as they should not. And I was trying to try out that Zoom dating, but I'm just going to wait.
Really? It's been that bad for you with Zoom dating?
Yeah, you know, people have been doing Zoom dates.
Oh, like, I haven't.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I you tried it?
No, I did not try it, is what I'm saying. Did you try it?
No, I haven't even tried it. I haven't had time to try. Well, again, because I've been sleeping and the year has gone by so fast for me.
Right, right.
In my perspective.
What is your New Year's resolution?
Well, I kind of wanted to travel again. So hopefully now that we have the vaccine and hopefully it's working, because, you know, there's kind of like qualms about it. If I do get it, I really do hope that, you know, everyone else gets it and we're able to travel again, because I want to go to New York. I want to go to Florida. I want to go to Texas, actually. I want to visit Texas, too.
Where? What part of Texas?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah. We can go together.
I heard there's a lot of hot men in Texas, girl.
Hey.
I want to ride a cowboy.
Everything's bigger and better in Texas, though, I'm going to say.
Well, and I actually want to do, like you said as well earlier in the episode, road trips. I want to take a road trip. Guess why?
Why?
Because I'm going to get my breathalyzer off. Woohoo!
You're going to get a new car?
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a new car. Yeah. I'm going to take my breathalyzer comes off in May. And May is like coming close to like the end of spring, early summer. And I just want to do everything fun.
Yeah. We should probably plan like a trip with Homo Homies, like some listeners.
Oh.
Like if they're down to go on a road trip.
Okay, like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, or like Tuan Fu, they're in the convertible.
Yes, let's do it. We should reenact the whole movie.
Let's do it. All right, cool. I'm all for it. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, because I'm really excited to get that breathalyzer thing off. And just figuring out what is my next move after taking care of my niece now that she's getting older and she's about to graduate in 3 more years. Ooh. So, all right, guys. Well, and we want to know what your New Year resolution is. Hit us up. Let us know. Leave a comment. Keep us posted on what's in store for you. Do you guys have goals?
Yeah, let us know through social media. You can find us at The Homo Homie Podcast, or at The Homo Homie for Eric and The Jose Resendez for me. All this information is on our new website, www.thehomohomiepodcast.com. But yeah, I want to know, how can our podcast be a service to you, the listeners? Whether it's promoting your business, you want to launch a new business in 2021, you want to collaborate with us, or you want to help us tell our stories, get in touch with us and let us know what those New Year's resolutions are. And what do you think about the podcast?
Yeah, we're all about working together and finding out what you guys want to hear. That's the main goal. Like, what do you want to hear? And now that you have all this downtime, make sure you click the link in our bio and rate us, review us, subscribe to us, and leave a comment. And that will be a great gift from you to us.
Yes. All right, guys.
Well, thank you so much.
I have a line to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. You. Okay.
And tip us. No, yeah. I just wanted to say happy holidays to everyone and happy new year.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us once again here at the Homo Homie podcast. And thank you, Jose, for being my co-host. So remember to always be good, or be good at it, but be safe. Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Happy New Year.